to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there. If you look over there, you saw Brian.
Hi. Walking
down the fort in the Waukesha studios for the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. If you're listening to me here in Madison, I'm holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty studios on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Brian.
Yeah,
I want to stick around a little bit on this Gableman piece.
Okay, okay.
There's some interesting quotes here that I want to get out to the folks before we give a little horse race update and what's going on in the Democratic primaries here in the state of Wisconsin for U.S. Senate. But Brian, some of these quotes are too good not to share, so we got to do it. There is a very disturbed man ranting like a lunatic and telling provable lies about the election in order to undermine election integrity, one person wrote in April. Not only that, he's stolen hundreds of thousands of dollars from taxpayers by pretending to do a legitimate investigation. This is fraud at the highest levels, and he literally advocated nullifying the votes of Wisconsin. Please stop this flagrant fraud ASAP.
Wow.
That was one of the tips sent to wifraud.com.
That sure sounds like Michael Gableman himself.
Yep, the submission was similar to dozens of others filed over the last year that taunt Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester and former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman for budgeting $676,000 for a review of a presidential election that recounts court decisions and independent studies have concluded was properly called for Joe Biden.
Now, I got the ear of a staunchly Republican voter. We talk a lot, and I happened to get her ear, and I'm like, what do you think about this whole Gableman investigation? And like most Republican voters, when you bring that up, they go, what in Gableman investigation? Oh yeah, you know, whatever, you know, barely even knows that it's there, let alone what it is. And I went through, I'm like, I got her ear, and I went through the whole thing, and you could tell by the end, she was like, this is absolutely awful. And then she kind of glazed over and changed the subject.
Yeah, because it's better to pretend like it's not. If you're unaware, you're blissfully unaware, Brian. And then if you do find out the details of this, but you are a conservative voter in the state of Wisconsin, you've got to do whatever you can in your mind to justify that, oh, well, that's just maybe something on the fringe. Because that's how a lot of these views were treated for a really long time. They were treated as fringe views. And most conservative voters, most people that go to the polls and vote for Republican candidates in the state of Wisconsin, I do not believe would support this investigation if they knew all the facts about it.
Even if you think the election was actually stolen or taken away from you, this investigation is a slap in your face because it doesn't even take that seriously.
No, it doesn't, because this investigation takes those fringe views and is bringing them into the middle and trying to find a way to justifiably do something to change the Wisconsin elections setup, to justify taking away the votes of Wisconsin in 2020, because a majority of Wisconsinites, more than 20,000, voted. Joe Biden won the state by more than 20,000 votes in 2020, Brian. And these conservative, quote-unquote conservatives, that want to investigate the 2020 election and find out the widespread fraud and nullify the election are looking to toss Wisconsinites' votes in 2020 or do something to dramatically overhaul the system so that they have a better way to win in 2022 and beyond.
Yep.
That's what they want. That's what this investigation's purpose is now.
It's worth noting that the person I talked to about this that glazed over when I was talking about it, also a former state employee living on a very, very wonderful pension that she rails against the other people for having pensions and also rails against all state employees for being lazy. But she herself was a state employee.
I want to get one more quote here from this Patrick Marley piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Brian. Few submissions contain concrete tips about the way the election was run. Some were vague. Others were unhinged. I have evidence proving that Russian Kremlin gate have conspired with the U.S. Democratic Party and Hillary to make false accusations against the U.S. President Trump since 2016, wrote one tipster who claimed to be based in Malaysia.
Yeah, that's good. I you know what? I was always wondering, you know, I know that you can take the WoW counties and everything, but really you got to consider the Malaysian vote when you get into the really nitty gritty of the Wisconsin politics.
When you're not finding out, or when you're trying to find out how elections are run, and you're not very well aware, Brian, you just cast a wide net, and sometimes that net gets submissions from Malaysia.
Well, they could be using a VPN server, but if they're Republican, they don't know what the hell VPN is. All right, let's talk to Wisco Paul. How you doing, buddy? What's going on, Wisco?
How's it going, Wisco?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thanks, Jeannie. You're so cool.
She's
hey,
awesome.
Right-wing radios did a tap dance on democracy in this state. But don't forget, Brian, it's really basic. It comes down to two cities, where I live, the Madison area, and where you live, the Milwaukee area. Maybe a little bit of Green Bay, but that's the cities they got to really focus in. Why is that? Why would they do that? I guess we're bad, Brian. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, being the economic engine of the entire state, that would be a reason why you would attack that being making them work less. Also, Madison, Dane County happens to be the only county that seems to be growing in the state of Wisconsin, doing better than the rest of the state or something like that. It could be. Could it be there? It couldn't be their liberal policies, could it?
Yeah, I don't know what the GOP would do without the cities of Madison and Milwaukee, because they treat our two cities, the two biggest cities in the state, as like this boogeyman punching bag, despite the fact that they are the economic centers of the state. And it's just fascinating.
They love
we
using
appreciate
them for
your call,
all
Wisco.
That. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, sure, they love the Wall Street part of New York City, but you take all the people or the Broadway or any sort of, you know, minorities, screw New York City. They're evil and crime-ridden, overrun, except for Wall Street, right? Because that's perfect and joyous, and nothing bad ever happens there. None of the stuff that they do, that's all on paper and computers, you know? That doesn't have any repercussions on the real world. Meanwhile, the exact, you know, repercussions of all of their crap are laying around, I don't know, literally outside their front door with a guy with a sign in front saying, please give me money, capitalism sucks.
Yeah.
But again, why wouldn't you? I hear talk of secession at some point or a civil war or whatever. Go ahead, red states, secede. Just like I'll call your bluff. I'll call your bluff just like I call the bluff of all the rich baseball owners who seem to need state dollars to go and make their stadiums. But, you must be poor then. You should sell your team if you're poor. Oh, I'll never sell my team. Oh, okay.
Okay. Brian's coming out swinging from the long holiday weekends. Well, I guess we're going to
these SOBs.
We're going to have to cover the horse race and the U.S. Senate primary here tomorrow, Brian.
Yeah.
Along with a number of other headlines. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the Dueling Tangents tab under podcasts. And Brian, we'll be here tomorrow at 2 p.m. to talk about those headlines and take all of our callers.
Bring insanity here, man. We're going to bring some sort of sanity. At least we'll try and entertain you.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow.